This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
The Hoffman Show, we're on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app. Of course, now live as well on iHeartRadio and TuneIn Radio. Back from LA, back in the chair. Hope that you guys had a nice time with Doc Walker while I was gone. But while I was gone, I got to see our next guest in real life, Sabrina Merchant, who's now in Indianapolis. She was in LA because that's where she lives. I was in LA. I got to see you at the Mystics Sparks game the other night. So this is my real life friend Sabrina Merchant from The Athletic with us here on The Hoffman Show. What's up?
I love to be real life friends. It's such an upgrade over just, you know, people that I talk to on the internet.
Right. Which is something that, like, in modern times is way too many internet
happens.
Friends.
Yeah.
So it was good to see you. Talk a little hoops there on in the, like, floor level right next to the court in LA. But now we're going to talk hoops as you're in Indy for WNBA All-Star Weekend. And surprisingly joining you very last minute is Brittany Sykes, the third All-Star from the Mystics, which is pretty neat, obviously, for DC and what is being built here. But what'd you think of her being named the replacement for Caitlin Clark compared to, you know, other potential options? And what have you made of Brittany's season?
Once it became clear that Clark was not playing, I thought Slim was the obvious choice for her replacement. I should caveat that by saying because Kayla McBride had already been selected, I thought was also a deserving All-Star. So it's nice to see, you know, somebody like who's in her 30s make her first All-Star game. Like, that's just a very cool development story. And I got to spend some time with Slim back when she was in LA, and just incredibly hard worker and like one of the best athletes I've ever seen, frankly, in the WNBA. And the way that Sidney Johnson has sort of jiggered the offense to like give, you know, Sykes these attacking lanes to the basket, I think has really benefited her. I mean, leading the WNBA in free throw attempts. She said she got the call from Jamila Wideman at like 6:30 on Thursday morning that this was happening, and like booked a flight as soon as she could. And because of delays, didn't even get into Indy until like 4 a.m. Friday morning. So it's just been like a very quick turnaround for her. Good thing she's not in any of the skills challenges, because I feel like that would be not to the best of her capabilities. But it was just a sweet moment during practice. Like Natasha Cloud was there because she's doing the skills challenge tonight, and they're obviously former teammates from the Mystics. And Cloud just like runs up to her and gives her this huge bear hug and like lifts her up and is like, "Hey, you finally did it. Like, we finally did it. We're here."
Yeah, I mean, she's so deserving. It's amazing for someone who's been all defensive team as often as she has, for someone who's clearly, as we've seen this year, so capable as a scorer, for this to be her first. But she so deserves it. And I think it's awesome. Obviously, the caveat here for the league and on the larger picture is it happens. I mean, you can make the argument she should have made the team initially, even over Caitlin, based off of, again, the number of games really that Caitlin's played this year. But like, it really stinks for the league. We talked about this when we knew that, because actually the night Caitlin got hurt was Tuesday night when you were actually, I think, the person who told me, like, "Hey, did you see what happened with Caitlin in Indy?" And so the fact that it's in Indianapolis, like, she was kind of the unofficial host of the weekend. Like, what have the vibes been knowing that the league's biggest star and the hometown, you know, star player is there now only as a host, as opposed to someone who's going to participate in the 3-point contest and the actual game?
Well, I guess the cool thing about All-Star is that because it is, planned out a year in advance, it's not just indie fans, right? Like everybody gets a chance to be here. If you're a WNBA fan, this is something you can plan your calendar around. And it's like since the moment I've landed in Indianapolis, the airport is like completely decked out in WNBA All-Star stuff. And it's not just Caitlin, it's all 22 of the All-Stars. Like there's even some Sherrell Reeve and Sandy Rondello stuff happening, which I think to me is overkill. But like everybody's getting, some love from the airport all the way through the city. Like they've changed the names of some of the roads. So like in addition to the regular street signs, you have like Liberty Avenue and like Sparks Road and all these things. And the love of basketball is just so palpable. Like honestly, if I'd like forgotten that Caitlin wasn't going to play, nothing from the vibe around the city would have suggested that something is off, right? Like everybody's still very excited for All-Star here. And I think it's awesome. I mean, was I looking forward to seeing Caitlin in this game? Obviously, the 3-point shootout is honestly where I'm missing Caitlin the most because I think her versus Sabrinescu versus Kelsey Plum and Alicia Gray is just like, and Sonya Citron, sorry, I don't mean to leave her out. It's just an
Come
incredible field.
on, come on.
But yeah. Wrong show to do that on.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think the energy is still really, really good. Maybe it'll change when we get back to the regular season and you feel Caitlin's absence in a meaningful way for like the Fever to make, a meaningful postseason run. But for now, like everybody's still in very good spirits about All-Star being here and like the fact that Caitlin is not playing other than the, changing Team Clark game plan a little bit because they're not gonna be able to get up as many 4-pointers, which I understood was a big part of their strategy and the drafting of the team. But yeah, I think energy is still pretty high. People are really happy just that this event is here for the first time, and there's just like a good, vibe around the WNBA. So I was honestly expecting more of like, oh, this kind of sucks, no Clark. But like there's so much love for the W happening that it's still been pretty good.
I love that. And I also love that Lexi Hole is going to be her replacement for the 3-point contest. So you still get a hometown player in the game. And she's having an outstanding, like her game has expanded. It's kind of almost funny that she's in the 3-point contest because of all the things she's starting to do beyond just being like this 3-and-D spot up shooter. Sabrina Merchant from The Athletic is with us here on The Hoffman Show. And you and other frequent guests on the show, but not real life friend yet. Ben Pickman did a really cool series on The Athletic that's been coming out over the last week or so, where you did a huge player survey. In the methodology, you guys explained, like, we didn't do rookies because they don't really have a feel for the league yet. But of the veteran players, you guys got like a third of the league. So it's a pretty substantial sample size that are answering these questions. Just broadly, before we get into some of the things that I found interesting, what did you find interesting about the questions that you asked and some of the answers that you got?
So just like from a, like a method perspective, we offer players, the opportunity if like they want to take part, and some of them do turn us down. Like even though it's anonymous, they just don't want to like be a part of this, which is totally fine. So there are like some natural biases like based on who answers and who doesn't and who you have the opportunity to talk to one-on-one, frankly.
Sure.
But I'm most interested in like this being a CBA negotiation near like what their priorities were there, expansion wise, like we did a lot of the surveying before Cleveland, Detroit, and Philadelphia were announced. So, hearing where people wanted the W to expand to was a really interesting part of it for me. And then also just like what people think of like if you could play for another team, like what's a well-run organization that you would want to play for? Especially because we did a survey very similar to this 2 years ago, and like the change in how people perceive different franchises around the league is kind of massive. So those are the ones that really stuck out to me.
Yeah, that's interesting. And I think one of the things that stood out to me that I also thought was interesting within this was actually one, actually, I don't even technically this is part of the survey, but when you guys did the methodology on like market size and stuff, how low Washington ranked. And this was not something that was done in terms of like fielding responses. You guys did like TV market, and then I guess it was like arena size. And I get arena size, obviously, if you're talking about ESA versus the potential to play at Capital One,
kind of
drops
limits the
Washington.
mistakes there. Yeah.
Right. Which, they want to do, they're doing construction. They have to do it sometime. You can either do it in the middle of Capitals and Wizard season or Mystic season. And unfortunately, the Mystics are getting the short end of the stick there. Two teams versus one. Nevertheless, the crowds they draw, et cetera, et cetera. But you know, hopefully long term, they can, they did set the attendance record last year in the last game of the season at Capital One. So hopefully that's something in the long term. But putting that part of it aside, like, what were the general thoughts on Washington and seeing what they've built this year and the new folks in charge, obviously Jamila, Sydney, et cetera?
Yeah, so that was actually a different project that we did, like this future franchise power rankings, sort of just assessing what we thought each team in the league's like chances of success were over the next 5 years. And right. So like the player poll was, we interviewed the players, like that was their opinions entirely. This one was, we talked to a lot of GMs and people around the league and just sort of got their sense of like what they think about, you know, organizations and stuff, and then try to like sort of develop a formula of like, okay, well, this is what matters. Like, this is what is weighted a little bit more, you know? So you mentioned one of the categories was like market size and arena. One of them was front office and ownership. Another was facilities and amenities. Then we've got just like players, big part of it. And then like draft assets. So that was a little bit more like me and Ben opinion, I guess. And then, you know, while also like sourcing a lot of that from people around the league, just what they think is important, you know, for a team. Like, does it really matter that your arena only has 3,500 capacity? Like, or is it more important that you have a place where you can practice all the time? Right. So that was a different project that took an insane amount of time, but like, it's been really interesting to see the feedback on that one too. Washington is interesting because, like Jamila and Sydney are so new, right. And there isn't a track record of what they have done over a long period of time. But then you look at like everything that the Mystics have done since Jamila Weidman came aboard, and it's okay, well, they drafted Sony Citron, Kiki Iriafen. They hired Sydney Johnson. They traded Errol Atkins for like the pick that becomes Sonia and like a 2027 swap. And they traded Carly Samuelson for a first round pick too. And it's like, well, have they missed yet? You know, like there's just a lot of good decisions that have been made so far, but like, how much are we going to project that when it's only been 6 months time, right? So that was one of the interesting things to sort of balance with Washington, was how much predictive power is there here, because there was such a long run of Tebow's, right? And then we move into this entirely new era. So I think some of the feedback was like, well, how can Washington be higher than like these more proven front offices? And it's, well, like, again, they haven't made mistakes yet. And then also you look at their young core, and it's, you kind of have to list it out, but like, it's just so freaking deep, right? Like, I wouldn't be surprised if four of the players 25 and under on the Mystics eventually became All-Stars. Two of them already are, right? So that was like something that came up, was just like the GMs do this survey before the start of the season where like they rank the teams with the best young cores in the WNBA, and like nobody picked Washington. And I realize Indiana is like a runaway favorite in this category because Caitlin Clark and Aaliyah Boston exist. But like, thinking about just the potential for like how many players on the Mystics could hit was also something that sort of stood out, was like, there's a lot more love for the Mystics young core than I thought coming into this project.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Yeah, and then you have like even players like Shug Sutton who are having like really solid years, and Jade Melvin's 21 years old. Like, mm-hmm. go beyond the obvious, and it's pretty right. crazy. Which actually, I think like becomes a very interesting question when you're talking about trying to project forward, as you guys talked about in that project, and this is where it kind of meets the player. You know what you thought interesting in terms of the CBA negotiations, which is like, what does it mean to have a young core? Mm-hmm. Like, is that something that is worth having, or is that something that's going to be destroyed by expansion drafts? Like, are you better off having cap space? How much movement is there going to be? That, and that's kind of the other story looming over this weekend. Mm-hmm. We know there was a huge WNBA PA meeting the other day, and they had some meetings with the league, and you know, the PA meeting, I'm sure everyone was like, we're united. And then they go into the league and be like, they're not with us. So what have we learned about, like, what have we learned about these negotiations? And then what are we expecting mm-hmm. out of these negotiations? Or is it going to come down, like so many of these do, to like, they're going to be right up against a work stoppage, and then they'll get something done, or won't, and there will be a small work stoppage of some kind?
Yeah. So most of my day on Thursday was spent just hanging out at the Marriott outside of where this meeting was being held between the league and the WNBPA. Just sit in the hallway waiting for people to come outside, talk to us, you know.
Reporting is fun, they said.
The timing of the meeting. Yeah, it's really fun. the timing of the meeting was such that a lot of the players were like heading to the WNBA orange carpet directly from there. So they kept using this as an excuse, like their security would block them from, you know, like the few of us who were sitting there trying to talk with them. And then they would say like, oh, we have places to be, right? And there'd be like a car waiting for them to take them right away. So I thought it was interesting that like coming out of the meeting, there wasn't a message yet, right? Like, I think the players were kind of still processing, like, from what I understand, the league has not budged on its revenue sharing proposals. There still is not, a method for the players to capture more of the business as it grows than they currently do, which clearly is a problem. And the league is also standing really firm on more games and expanding the schedule footprint, which is a thing that players are already complaining about, right? Like, the 44 games this season has raised a lot of ire among the union already. And for them to want to keep adding to that is like apparently a big priority for the owners and not something that the players are all that interested in. But like, sometimes like when you want more money, you have to like perform more duties, right? So I guess that might be where we see some of the give and take. But yeah, I think having talked to like some players now after they've had some time to process, and like the executive director of the union, Terry Jackson, no one really said that like progress was made, which I thought was very interesting. This is the first meeting that they've had in the calendar year 2025. They haven't met since December of last year. And you think about like the rest of the regular season to come, it's not like there's a lot of time where you can get all the players together to meet again before this October 31st deadline. And if we're not having progress now, then like, what is the schedule here? You know? So I understand right. like the leadership of the union can meet more often. They can, you know, send communications back and forth with the league, but 4 months is really not that much time. I do feel like we're hitting a kind of a crisis point here. And it doesn't seem like there is a fundamental level of agreement between the league and the players on how they should split this, you know, increasingly growing pie of money coming into the WNBA. And that kind of a big deal, right? This is not like there, I'm not saying that other things that the WNBA wants are not a big deal, but this is literally like existential to like the fabric of the league, right? Like, who gets the money? So I'm increasingly of the belief that a work stoppage, if not probable, is very possible. And that's something that the players have talked about, like they are preparing for that to happen in terms of putting money away and things of that nature. So, none of us would like that, right? The WNBA is such a good place. You wouldn't want to stall this momentum. but it is something that the players recognize with the levers that they have in this particular moment, they can't waste it, even if that means, you know, a slight work stoppage.
Yeah, I wonder what work stoppage could theoretically mean to, like, you can say, okay, they're locked out after the last day of the season. And like, that would, to be clear, like that would be bad. There's a lot of players that work out at the team facilities in the off season, and like not having those resources and being able to talk with coaches, like that stuff is serious. But
we do the marketing deals, you know, during the off season, which gives 100%. Them money too, right? Yeah.
100%. But it's very different than missing games. And the off season in terms of the games is very long. The thing that I also wonder about that I wound up talking about a little bit a couple weeks ago when the Ilya Edwards trade rumors were swirling is like, I don't know what to do if I'm a GM heading towards the trade deadline. I don't know the value of players that are on rookie deals because I don't know, am I going to lose them for nothing because of how the expansion drafts are going to be happening for five new teams the next 5 years? Or, you know, are they not going to be like some of that stuff is CBA related, and the lack of clarity there I think is completely unfair, but also I don't know how you avoid it. And it's just tough. And if you're a team like, you know, to bring it back to local, if you're a team like the Mystics, like, I don't know what you do with that information besides gather intel and like be ready to move if you feel like you need to,
right?
Which I wonder if that's kind of what happened there. But yeah, that's, I don't know what to do with all that information, knowing there's so much uncertainty and you're trying to either make a playoff push or keep your assets, maximize, like that's tough.
Yeah. Like, are we still keeping 2-year lottery odds, you know, for the top pick in a draft? Like, that changes how you approach a rebuild, right?
Totally.
Like, do you need to be bad for two seasons or just for one, right? So I guess the only fair thing is that everybody is operating from the same, you know, position of uncertainty. But I kind of think that uncertainty is going to force some action during this trade deadline. Like, I do think that just knowing what the terms of engagement are in 2025 means, like, we know how to compete for a title now, even if that potentially sacrifices some things down the line.
Yeah. No, that's definitely true. Sabrina Merchant, The Athletic, you can read her and Ben Pickman's work in the WNBA Player Survey, as well as this GM / Ben and Sabrina motivated forecast of the future. Very, very, really, that's probably terribly described. I'm so sorry, but it was a great read. I actually legitimately read in the airport yesterday the whole thing. So everyone can read it at their house. Do that. Just go to The Athletic and check that out, as well as Sabrina's coverage from W All-Star Weekend. Sabrina, thank you so much. Appreciate it. And see you soon. And we'll talk in the second half of the season.
Awesome. Looking forward to it.
All right, that is Sabrina Merchant with us here on The Hoffman Show from The Athletic. And as that happens, I am getting texts from a potential other guest. So we still, I think, are hopefully going to have Caitlin Kaler in the next hour of the show. So in some order, the rest of the show looks like this. Caitlin Kaler, ESPN, is reporting on the NFLPA nightmare unfolding. Lloyd Howell resigned last night. Okay, she just said she can do now. So next, Caitlin Kaler will join us to talk about that. Then take command on the Terry McLaurin contract situation. So that is our final hour. Again, if you missed any of the interview with Sabrina or a chat with Clinton Yates earlier, make sure you check out the podcast wherever you get your podcasts, including Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or the Odyssey app. And this is The Hoffman Show on the Team 980, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, and the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club. Up.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam. Walk off, baby! This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah! Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.